A Haines school teacher says she wasn't given a fair chance to keep her job for another year. Kindergarten teacher Sue Ackerman chose to bring her concern into public light with a non-retention hearing. At the Tuesday proceedings, representatives for Ackerman and the school district made their case to the school board. The board ultimately affirmed the school district's non-retention decision. Ackerman was a first-year teacher with a class of more than 20 kindergartners. She says she had a hard time in the beginning of the school year, but she made improvements. Ackerman was gone on maternity leave from November until the beginning of January. Shortly after she returned, Assistant Principal Cheryl Stickler notified her that the district would not be offering her a contract for the upcoming school year. Here's Ackerman.
Just to be, you know, let go of, you know, just so quickly. So, you know, it was just something I hadn't thrown in the towel yet. I wasn't ready to give up.
Attorney John Sedor represents the Haines School District. He referred to a recording of a January conversation between Stickler and Ackerman, which he said was made without Stickler's knowledge. In it, he said Ackerman asked for more time to show her capability. Sedor recounted Stickler's response.
She says in that tape, "My job is not to guarantee employment. My job is not even to necessarily take a teacher that is not successful, not performing up to expectations, and guarantee that I'll move them to a level where they will be acceptable. My job is to make decisions that are in the best interest of students."
Sedor said school districts have virtually unlimited discretion as to whether to bring a non-tenured teacher back for the next year.
"This is simply a process by which the district says, thank you for your service, but we are not going to give you another contract next year."
Sedor went on to list instances that the district gave as examples supporting Ackerman's non-retention. They include Ackerman yelling at students, mishandling a lockdown drill, and failing to timely implement the school's discipline model. He also said she was given more support than any other teacher in terms of classroom aides, mentoring, and reducing her class size. Ackerman's union representative, Debbie Olmsted, called those examples arbitrary, capricious, and false.
"We intend to show that the causes for the non-retention listed in April 11th letter are not accurate, that numerous accurate Alaska statutes were violated, as well as regulations, that the board policies and bylaws were not followed, and that the collective bargaining agreement was violated."
Olmsted contended that the district did not follow proper evaluation procedures. She said Stickler's first observation of Ackerman's classroom was positive. She said there was not documentation of concerns about Ackerman's teaching. Olmsted said shortly after Ackerman returned from maternity leave, Stickler conducted back-to-back observations. Shortly after that, Ackerman was told she would not be retained.
"Clearly, there was an agenda here to get two observations done by the required time of the statute so the district could proceed with a non-retention process. However, that overlooks so many other evaluation requirements outlined in Alaska Statute 1420-149.
Among the violations, Olmsted said, was the fact that the district didn't post evaluation forms and information on its website to inform teachers about those procedures. Olmsted said the reasons for Ackerman's non-retention were trivial and or not factual, and she called the district's actions cruel, because, she said, the kindergarten teacher job was advertised before Ackerman received her letter of non-retention.
"It seems beyond cruel to me for a newly hired employee to contact Ms. Ackerman on March 4th and tell her she was offered the job and that she had accepted it and she would like pictures of her classroom."
In his closing statement, Sedor referred to Ackerman's request for more time before the district made a final decision.
"But you don't have to accept performance down here. You can say, I want performance up here from the get-go. Not after 2 years, not after 1 year, not in April. You can expect that from day one, a certain level of performance. Ms. Ackerman didn't provide that."
"Non-retention hearings rarely happen because most teachers opt to resign. Had Ms. Ackerman been treated fairly, had the district followed the statutes and board policy and the evaluation system, she would have. This did not happen, and we feel administrators need to be held accountable.
The five school board members present went into an executive session that lasted over an hour. Then the board voted unanimously to affirm the non-retention decision. Here's School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri.
On February 2nd, to the regular meeting, the school board approved issuing contracts to tenured and non-tenured teachers. Mrs. Ackerman was intentionally not included on this list. On May 10th, at the regular meeting, the school board scheduled this non-retention meeting and ratified that the superintendent's March 28th letter to Ms. Ackerman served as the board's notice of non-retention under our board policies.
Ackerman said that decision is what she expected. She said the unusual step of asking for a public hearing was worth it.
I think this is just kind of the beginning of the journey for me. I kind of see, you know, that I will be a lifelong advocate for especially first-year teachers.
Ackerman has also filed a complaint over her non-retention to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She said she is not sure about whether she will pursue further legal action. Palmieri said the school board hasn't yet discussed the concerns raised about the process the administration went through with Ackerman's non-retention. She said the lessons learned from this situation will be carried forward with the new superintendent. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.